Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auction's Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Planet Open Box Auction, featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Today is Zach Wilson Day.
Well, we think so anyway, unless he changes the order.
Why would he do that? This is the order that he has kept it in so far.
Because it's good to be king. You can change the order anytime you want.
Yeah, but then you kind of lose the narrative that the media showed up the last two, three times. It just so happened,
to be
Bo Nix Day.
You mean Bo Nix has had the two camera days?
How many days do we get this week?
One.
Oh. But today lands on Bo Nix Day. If it was tomorrow, it would be Bo Nix Day. Today, in the order that we have talked about, it is Zach Wilson Day.
Right.
Right.
So we'll see what ends up happening. But, you know, I mean, here we go. Last week of OTAs.
And then...
nothing too definitive. And then 3 days of mandatory minicamp.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. We're missing the big story.
Okay.
Will Courtland Sutton show up? That's the storyline heading into next week.
Yeah.
And now that Justin Jefferson has a new deal, does Courtland Sutton puff out his chest and say, I can't get that type of money, but I should get a little bit more?
I think that's all he's aiming for. Just another couple million to sweeten the pot. Remember, he only has $2 million guaranteed on this deal. So is that too much to ask?
You tell me.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Would you pay him a few more million knowing that you have drafted two wide receivers that you like? You already have, in theory, your number one wide receiver. You already have a guy who hasn't played for 2 years coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You still like little Jordan.
Yeah.
Are you really going to pay?
You picked up a arguable WR2 from Detroit.
Right.
So, I mean, you've improved the room.
So are you paying Cortland a few more million?
I don't know. Do you think he's, it's post June 1.
Yep.
So is he still trade bait? He was this time a year ago, right?
Somebody wants that contract.
I mean, Pittsburgh needs receivers. That's the one. That's the trade partner that has been most often mentioned.
Who loves Russell Wilson publicly?
Come on now.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Those two seem tied at the hip. So, you know, I don't know.
Start of the season right now. Who's wide receiver one as we sit here right now in June?
Courtland Sutton.
Really?
Yeah, I think that when push comes to shove, they'll get that figured out.
Well, if that's the case, then you better pay him. If you believe Courtland Sutton is going to be the number one target over Marvin Mims, then you should pay him. Or do you just let this room grow? Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
I mean, let's think about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You got a young team.
Yep.
You're not expected to do a lot.
Right.
You're going to only go as far as Bo Nix anyway.
See, this is how I think. Yep, I agree.
So, if Courtland Sutton's not going to be here next season, which I don't think he will be,
mm-hmm.
why not give these guys the reps?
I'm with you.
You got young running backs as well.
Yep. Still don't have a tight end.
Well, you could have a tight end.
Yeah.
If you want a tight end, and what do I mean by that? Okay? Still more than a few notable free agents left. These guys could help the Broncos. You can make the case. Many of them would not break the bank. Here are some of the free agents that are still available. By the way, the Broncos only have about $7+ million in cap space left. But a lot of the rookies are all signed. So you have money to spend.
Right.
Here are some of the guys available. Ryan Tannehill, Hunter Renfrow, Michael Thomas, Logan Thomas, Xavier Howard, Stephon Gilmore, Justin Simmons. If you don't know off the top of your head, let me go back. Tannehill quarterback, Renfro slot receiver. Michael Thomas was a great wide receiver with Sean Payton, Logan Thomas, tight end, Xavier Howard, Stephon Gilmore, cornerbacks, and Justin Simmons. We know that he is an offensive guard. So with that, which of these guys, pick one guy that makes the most sense to bring in if you can get him under the cap?
Well,
which you should be able to.
If you trade,
because they're gonna have a lot of cap space next year too.
If you trade Cortland Sutton, then it becomes Michael Thomas.
With all the injuries, Michael Thomas isn't going to cost you a lot.
Not going to cost you a lot.
If Sean really wanted Michael Thomas,
I think he'd already have him.
He would be on the roster.
That's fair enough then.
And here's the thing, from what I've been told, Sean Payton talks about A level, B level, C level.
Yes.
Okay. What's the exact term about getting at football IQ? Like, A learner, C learner, A learner, B learner, C learner, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
From what I was told, Michael Thomas was a C learner.
Right. But he had such A skills. And his ability to, his fierceness to come to the ball.
But here's the problem. If the skills aren't there, yep, and he's still a C learner, what use is he for you, even though he knows the offense?
Yeah, I was going to say he's probably, the learning part probably doesn't count much for him.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, Logan Thomas becomes kind of interesting then.
Right.
Right?
I mean.
We don't know
about Greg Dulcich.
I mean, right now you're looking at Lucas Kroll.
Yep. I'd take a hard look at Logan Thomas.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, you and I both like Adam Trautman, like him.
Yep.
But he knows who he is, and he's about a 280-yard receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a playmaking tight end.
He's just a hybrid. Yeah. And he understands who he is, mm-hmm, and he accepts who he is.
Which you love.
He's not trying to be something that he isn't.
Right. Absolutely. Lucas Kroll is intriguing because of his size, his length, he runs well, and he catches the ball when it gets to him.
Right.
But, and by the way, since we've started here, get that damn position fixed. For God's sakes.
They could have fixed it.
So long, it's been the offensive line. Now they seem to finally have got an offensive line that they can work with.
Mm-hmm.
And what does a young quarterback need more than any other position? Other than a good running game, a tight end, a guy that can catch the ball late over the middle.
They thought they had that guy, but he's always injured.
Well.
So they thought they addressed it. And they did address it. He just can't stay healthy.
Right. I mean, I'm not sure. I'll bet you dollars to donuts we don't see 80 out there today. Or any time the rest of the week. Will we see him at mandatory minicamp? I mean, going through drills? It doesn't get any easier than OTAs and mandatory minicamp, by the way. They're all the same thing. You don't do really much of anything. You hit the juice a couple of times. You know, you press the pedal, see if the motor still is there and stuff. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But
by the way, I'm not going to take exception to what you're saying, but the Broncos have tried to address tight end multiple times. No Fant.
It was
a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Right?
Didn't work out very
well. Okay. They addressed it with Greg Dulcich.
Yes.
Greg Dulcich was, I don't want to say he was an early pick, but
no, he was like a third.
Right. So that's where he usually would take a tight end anyway,
right,
when you expect him to be part of your offense. So when you look at Logan Thomas, look at the quarterbacks that he played with, and he caught 500 yards worth of passes.
Yeah. He statistically would be an upgrade, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, now if you believe Dulcich is going to come back.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know how one could believe that at this point. That's kind of a show-me situation.
Here, I'm going to cross-pollinate here. Do you feel more confident in Greg Dulcich coming back? Or Val Nichushkin playing a whole season? Percentage-wise, who plays more games this season? Dulcich or Nichushkin? And we already know Nichushkin is going to miss the first month of the season. I like to cross-pollinate. That's my new word. Let's cross-pollinate teams. Who plays more games this season? Percentage-wise, Greg Dulcich or Gabriel Landeskog?
I don't know how you could give...
I like that. Cross-pollinate.
I don't know. I don't know. That one stops me in my tracks.
Well, we only have about 15 seconds left in the segment.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't have a feel for that. Val. I think Val plays more games.
Wow. Then you go better go get some Logan Thomas. Unless you're that confident in Lucas Craig.
How can anyone be confident in Greg Dulcich at this point? It's nothing personal.
Right.
I you know.
Maybe his socks are cutting off circulation to his hamstring.
Oh, now see, here we go.
Might be.
Here we go.
Well.
Maybe he needs to cover his hamstrings with his shorts. You know, something to protect the quads.
He is
hands.
Mr. 1970s out there.
And he cuts an impressive swath. But it would be nice to be impressed by the swath because I don't see it very often. He's not even tantalizing anymore. He's to the point of just get your ass on the field and let's see what we've got.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have been told that he is a C learner by more than a few people. He's a C learner in that tight end room.
And that may very well be. He's got a skill set, though.
It's not a very well may be. That is the case. He is a C learner. And you know.
There are coaches that have a little higher opinion of him than a C learner. Yeah.
Okay.
There are some coaches that like his makeup and his disposition.
I'm not suggesting he's not a good guy, and I'm not suggesting he doesn't have talent. I will ask you, have coaches told you this guy gets it?
No.
Easily.
No. Not in so many words. But there is patience still with that player in that position.
Of course there's patience.
After 2 years of basically not having him available.
I understand that. There was also patience and a lot of it with Garrett Bowles. Now, granted, one guy was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
I get it. However, Greg Dulcich wasn't a sixth-rounder.
No.
He's a C learner. That's what he is. He's a C learner. But he has great talent.
He does have
talent. And a lot of guys can overcome being a C learner and being a great player like the guy we talked about at the beginning of this segment, Michael Thomas.
No question.
Coming up after the break, CBS Sports talked about the top 75 trade candidates. Is Michael Porter Jr. on that list? And I've kind of had a change of heart on what I think the Nuggets might do this offseason after having some conversations yesterday with the voices in my head. That's next.
Come on, come on. Feel it, feel it. Feel the vibration.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We'll be right back.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos, always great promotions up in Blackhawk. Given away this time, a Sea-Doo RXP 300 or a little over $15,000 in cash. The weekend of July 13th, get finalist entries every hour from 10 a.m. until midnight during their daily cash drawings. And if you don't win one of those, no problems. They have a second chance drawing. That's every Wednesday, so that's tomorrow. And you can win as much as $7,000. They always give you chances to win. And when you include the really loose slots, I can't say that. I mean, I can say that they can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always have opportunities to win something when you go there. Great place to go. Great sports book, food, promotions, family-owned casino that treats you like family. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
CBS Sports' Sam Quinn wrote an article titled NBA Trade Candidate, 75 players split up amongst 12 categories who could be moved this summer. Top category, he writes it as stars that seem very available considering they've been actively involved in trade rumors already. Here's your list. Jimmy Butler, Trae Young, Darius Garland, Brandon Ingram, DeJounte Murray. Tier 2 stars, Karl Anthony Towns, Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges, Jared Allen, a guy that we have talked about, and Michael Porter Jr. This is what Quinn writes about MPJ. Nuggets won't seriously explore Porter trades, but if they're going to make any sort of sizable change, he's the obvious player to move given his max contract and stall development as an individual shot creator.
Mm.
It's the last line.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that he is stalled. No. I would say that he is improved.
Yes.
Not by leaps and bounds, but he is improved. Defensively, he is improved, but baby steps.
Yeah, I take umbrage with stalled development. Now, as an individual shot creator specifically, he's not. He's not a I'll go get my shot guy. He's a catch and shoot dude. That's what he does.
That's what he prefers.
That's what he prefers. Now, does he go to the basket more than he did 2 years ago? Yeah. So, I mean, he's evolving. Is he evolving at a rate that maybe Calvin Booth and Michael Malone would like to see? That's up to them to decide. But I think that Michael Porter Jr. still has a lot to give any team, including the Denver Nuggets. He's already given the Nuggets a great deal, but he can't have checkouts. And he has a tendency to have periods of his play where he checks out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on a championship team that's still in a, I guess, somewhat legitimate window, and you're a guy, you've got to be a consistent guy. So that's asking a lot of him, but that's just kind of the way it is. So
give me your prediction on how do you think this offseason will unfold.
I think they're going to re-sign KCP,
mm-hmm.
and I think that they're going to keep Michael Porter Jr., and I think that they're going to look to add a piece in depth. You know, on the bench.
I will take what you said, and I'm going to color it a little bit more with reasons why. Because I agree with everything that you just said.
Okay.
KCP is a valuable piece. I don't think that they want to lose him.
I don't either.
With that, at their presser following the season, Josh Kroenke and Calvin Booth both said, but it's really more important that Josh said it, they're willing to go into the second apron. They're willing to go there.
Yeah.
And if they're willing to go there, then they're going to have, if they're willing to go there, then that tells me they're willing to pay KCP. How much? I don't know.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of teams, I believe, that are going to be interested in him.
No question.
A young up-and-coming team that would love to have him on the roster. In a perfect world, I think the Nuggets would like to offer him something in the neighborhood, 3-year deal with that player option, 3-year deal, $60 million. I think that's where they would like to be. I think they're going to have to go to about closer to $25
million. Wow. I don't think they'll do it for 25.
I don't think they want to.
Yeah, I don't. I think that that's, to me, probably a bridge too far. I like your original number. That makes sense. But that's
where they want to be.
But that's a team-friendly deal.
Remember something. It is Booth that said at the beginning of the season that winning a title this year wasn't the most important thing, is winning 2 or 3 titles in the next 5 to 6 years.
Sure.
This is now Calvin Booth's baby, and he wants to see this through with the vision that he has. I don't believe he is at a point where he doesn't believe in his vision, where he is going to take another track to get there. So what do I mean by that? I think he wants to keep his core together. I don't think he wants to trade Michael Porter Jr. Okay. Number two, you lose KCP. Who's going to move in there? It would be Christian Brown. You brought up a great name yesterday, Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward is a much more effective player off the bench, specifically shooting threes. If they believe that Christian Brown can take another step, and they believe that Peyton Watson can take another step, you bring in Gordon Hayward. Now I like this bench.
Yeah, it looks a lot different, doesn't it?
I like it a lot better. Yeah. Now, what do you do about getting minutes or taking away minutes from Jokic? Maybe you do bring in a guy like a Mason Plumlee. Because remember, unless you're going to bring back DeAndre Jordan, DeAndre Jordan is great for this franchise. The problem is I'm tired of only seeing him when he has this unbelievable look on his face and he's falling backwards because of a big dunk. Okay. We don't need a guy to wave a towel anymore. You've already won a championship.
Right.
The Mike Miller experiment really didn't work, except for paying a guy to wave a towel.
He was a luxury piece more than anything.
He was. Yeah. So you bring back KCP, you're not going to bring back Justin Holiday. And I don't believe that I want Justin Holiday in my starting lineup anyway.
Oh, good Lord.
So with that, you pay KCP. If you have to go into the luxury tax, meaning if you have to go into the second apron, which they said they're willing to do, that's where they make their big spend. They're already locked into MPJ and everybody else in their starting lineup. That is a lineup I feel comfortable with, not that they need my opinion, that I think that they can win a title with. But if you start breaking it apart, what's it going to look like? I started going through some scenarios in my head with all the voices in my head that would make sense for a trade, and the salaries match up.
Okay,
tell us about the Cleveland one that you like. It was Jared Allen and who else?
And
Caris LeVert.
Caris LeVert, right?
Yeah.
I that intrigued me.
And so, who fills what roles? So who is
well,
your
Allen becomes basically a backup for a piece behind Nikola Jokic.
Right.
And then LeVert is more of a shooting, but 6'6". I think he's 6'6".
Yep.
So he's more of a shooting guard off of the bench. Adequate defender.
Now, this would be an MPJ trade.
That's the one that I have seen floated that intrigued me.
Okay.
I've seen other guys named, but that, and by the way, Jared Allen is an all-star. Was an all-star last year.
Right.
I mean, just from a standpoint of what you're getting.
Right.
Potentially.
Right.
So I would be interested in that, but I tend to be more in the category of, I think that this is not a knee-jerk. Calvin Booth is nothing if not calm and confident in what he is doing.
I like that trade better than the one I'm about to propose.
Okay.
However, I still like the trade that I could propose.
All right.
Because the salaries add up. And by the way, those salaries do add up with Allen and LeVert. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one just to try this on for size. Make a trade with the Atlanta Hawks, and they're going to be looking to move guys.
Okay.
Because right now their two-guard lineup is not working. I mean, that's why in this article on CBS Sports.
Trae Young is all over everywhere.
Right. Trae Young and Murray.
Right.
Right. Both guys are trade bait.
Mm-hmm.
So how about Bogdanovich, who averaged 17 points a game, and Clint Capella, who is a terrific defensive player.
Yeah, he is.
So you have Capella taking on the Allen role, although Capella has been around for a while.
Yes.
Bogdanovich is a terrific three-point shooter.
No question.
But he's not very good defensively.
No. But he can score.
He sure can.
That's intriguing.
But if you bring back KCP, do you really need Bogdanovich? If you keep KCP, do you really need LeVert?
All fair questions.
So what are you going to do with KCP?
Well, if you keep him, you still have to have the answer to the question of who the hell else is coming off the bench. And I will ask you, based on what we have seen to this point, it seems to be is it a one or a two guy pool? Strother and Pickett? Is Tyson in that group? Are any of them legitimate guys
for next year
to start filling in for next year?
Pickett and Hunter seem to be the furthest away.
Okay, so then for the sake of argument, we're going to agree that it's Strother.
Well, I'll ask you, who would you rather have in your starting lineup next year? Now, give it a long, hard think.
Okay.
If KCP walks, would you rather have Strother or Christian Brown?
I think I'd rather have Christian Brown.
And I'd rather have Strother because that guy will score for you.
Yeah.
He just needs to be better defensively.
The problem is that it's a defensive. Well, it may not be a defensive hole. That's unfair. I'm sure that he knows the things that he has got to work on.
But think about,
based on what we've seen to this point.
But look at his offensive potential.
No question about it. No question.
Yes, he needs to find a way to have more want to, because that's what defense is.
Yeah.
Not an overly big guy, hit the gym, work out, put on some muscle, and play some defense.
I think I probably would still, for me, just two guys shooting the breeze.
Well, that's what we do.
I think Brown would probably get the nod there for me only because...
Well, veteran, I get it.
Yeah, a veteran, but also you've got four pieces that can score. You certainly have three pieces that can score.
That's fair.
So, I mean, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Right.
Really?
Coming up after the break, Angel Reese. Did you know who she was before she played in the national championship game a couple of years ago? Because she seems to believe she's the man. She's the woman. She is the future of the WNBA. And Caitlin Clark is just a piece. That's next. First, ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Planet Open Box Auction, featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, and more. Auction is open right now at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending. What's Trending. Sure, let's do What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, Bruce, I think it is fair to say, at least my opinion, the dirty hit on Caitlin Clark, that was a great thing for the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is talking about it.
Oh.
Nationally, okay. We are talking about it locally. The old saying goes, any press is good press.
Right.
Right?
Only bad opinion is no opinion.
That's right.
Sure.
With that, Angel Reese has added another log to the bonfire for all of us to debate.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball that you never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like, just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
What do you got, Bruce?
Whiny. Whiny. Just roll with it. There is nothing more, well, there are things that are more distasteful to me than this, but one of the things at the top of my list is people who feel like they need to get credit. It's like, shut up. If it doesn't happen organically, don't go out and try to find it. If you are part of the reason that something is percolating and getting better, great. Let other people recognize it.
If you were considered to be, and yes, you were the 7th pick overall,
mm-hmm.
If you were considered to be the future of the WNBA, you would have gone number one or number two. That's for starters. But I'm going to go back in history and look at what was historical. And then look at this particular WNBA draft. For those that don't know, Larry Bird was drafted 6th overall in the 1978 NBA draft, a brilliant move by Red Auerbach. 6th overall pick in the draft. Larry Bird decided to stay in college. The next year, the number one pick in the draft was Magic Johnson. I have zero doubt if Larry Bird was not taken in 78, he would have been at the very least the 2nd pick. Taken in the 1979 draft. Magic and Bird, when they came into the league, transformed the league. They were looked at as generational type of players.
Correctly looked at as generational players. Right.
Caitlin Clark is looked at as a generational type of player with not only how she plays, averaging basically 32 points a game at Iowa, something that Angel Reese never sniffed. She was a great rebounder, but she wasn't some big scoring threat, although 18, 19 points a game is still pretty good. I'm not
sure. Not knocking. She's got game.
This is my analogy. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark coming to the NBA is not Magic and Bird. and it's not close. However, I will give Angel Reese her props. Kalen Clark is to Larry Bird what Angel Reese could be to Sidney Moncrief, who was taken in the top 5-6 picks. Sidney Moncrief, a Hall of Fame player, a great player, but not Magic Johnson.
No.
And I know we're talking about different positions here. Angel Reese is not looked at as that type of player, although she has the potential to be a great player. She's not generational, so stop it. You're just not.
But even if you were, just be, think about the message and how it's going to sound.
Look at me.
It's you are in, let's just cut to the chase. You're in the WNBA. Now, the WNBA has more visibility now than it ever has. But it's not because of Angel Reese. It's because of Kalen Clark.
And only because of her. The simplest way right. to put it is, to every WNBA player out there who wants to take shots on the floor and off the floor at Kalen Clark, how would you like to fly coach again? That's my answer. How would you like to wait at DIA or LaGuardia or Midway or O'Hare or LAX with all the other...
of the unwashed masses?
Right. And right. go through that security. Would you like to do that? Or do you want to walk into a small airport and walk right onto the tarmac onto your private jet? Because that's what Kalen Clark has brought, and that's only the beginning. You like playing in front of sellout crowds? It's not because of Angel Reese, and it's not because of any other player. It's not because of Breanna Stewart. It's not because of anybody else. It's right. because of Kalen Clark.
And the game has been evolving anyway, but now it's evolving more rapidly. There are players that have played in the WNBA that, if you're a good sports fan, are pretty much household, pretty close to household names, right?
Yep.
I mean, we are 20 some odd years past it now, and we know who they are. We know over the years the people that have laid the foundation. Here's another thing that's endearing about Kalen Clark. She's respectful and appreciative of those who have come before her.
Did you see the video on social media? She was on the road. She was doing a shoot around on the road. And there were a bunch of Kalen Clark fans, probably about 10 to 12 of mm-hmm. them. And she went out of her way to take a picture with them on the road. That's what Kalen Clark brings, amongst other things. I'm not suggesting Ionescu wouldn't do that. I'm not suggesting Brandon Stewart wouldn't do that.
There are plenty that would, but yes. when you're juxtaposing it against a look at me, myself, and I kind of statement from an Angel Reese, it's a bad look. It's a bad sound. And Kalen Clark gets it. She understands her role. She gets how big the phenomena she is, but she continues to give back and to be appreciative and respectful of the history of the game and all of these things. Even when she's taking shots and getting her ass kicked night in and night out, I don't anyway, maybe someone else does, hear her complain or gripe or bitch.
This is what I would say to Angel Reese and every other player in the WNBA. No matter how good you are as a rookie, she is being defended 94 feet.
Yeah.
Every time she touches the ball, it's like a swarm of bees goes around her. She's being defended like no other player in this league has ever been defended. She's being defended for 94 feet.
Yeah.
And there's added pressure on that. And oh, by the way, she's having one of the greatest rookie seasons in the history of the WNBA.
Turns it over a little too much, but she's getting there.
Well, it doesn't help that she's being defended right. 94 feet.
And she's on a crap team.
She is.
They'll get better, though.
Yep.
They'll get better.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Despite losing three in a row, the Rockies are getting big contributions from Ezekiel Tovar. And with Nikola Jokic not in the NBA Finals, what is the MVP doing so far with his offseason? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
I'm breaking my back just to know your name. But heaven ain't close in a place like this. Anything goes, but don't think you might miss.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Planet Open Box Auction, featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, although the Rockies have lost three in a row, two to the Dodgers and then last night at home to the Reds, 13-3, Ezekiel Tovar had an incredible month of May with 16 extra base hits, the most in the National League during the month. He's hitting .297 on the season with an OPS of .811 while playing solid defense at shortstop. What do you think about the way Tovar is progressing, and did the front office make the right move in extending him right before the season?
It's not solid defensively. It's otherworld. One error in 260 chances at shortstop in the big leagues. They've got four legitimate gold glove candidates. I'm not saying that they're going to win four gold gloves, but they've got four gold glove candidates: Ryan McMahon, Ezekiel Tovar, Brendan Rodgers, and Brenton Doyle in center field, who's already won a gold glove. Get on the train. Ezekiel Tovar is one of the best shortstops in all of baseball, and he's 22 years old. So this is one that they got right, and more power to him. You could see this coming 2 years ago in spring training when he led the team in hitting in spring training but still started the season in Double A at Hartford. Since then, he's been on a fast track, and he, I think, soon enough will be an all-star.
You haven't been around for the entire Rockies history, and
nope.
Neither have I. However, nope. You watched Trevor Story play a lot.
Yes, I did.
I was here for Troy Tulowitzki's entire career.
Pretty good player.
When it's all said and done, who will be the best shortstop in Rockies history?
Ooh.
Tulowitzki, Story, or Tovar? And right now, it's Tulowitzki's Story.
It, without question.
Yes.
And so you're not cutting into that line. But I'll tell you what.
No, right. Well, Tulowitzki is number one in
yes.
my opinion.
Right
Story's
now,
number
yes.
two.
Without question.
Where does Tovar finish on his trajectory? You're a baseball
on
guy.
On his trajectory?
Yeah.
He'll be the best one ever.
Okay.
Because he's got range. He's got pop. He's got eight home runs.
Well, hold on a second. Tulowitzki had range, and he had tremendous pop. So you got to do better than that. Tulowitzki was a bomber at the shortstop position.
Ezekiel Tovar will be, if he, you asked me the question,
right.
And I'm answering the question you asked me.
Right.
On his current trajectory, Ezekiel Tovar will be the best shortstop to have ever played for the Colorado Rockies. Barring injury, blah, 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 on his current trajectory.
Yep. So let me just ask you, do you believe that Tovar is capable of this 3-year stretch of home runs, 32 home runs, 92 RBI, 27 home runs, 95 RBI, 30 home runs, 105 RBI. Do you believe? And, oh, by the way, let's just say during those seasons, he hit 297, 315, 302. That was Troy Tulowitzki's meat of his best years. And he had other seasons. He had multiple seasons of 20-plus home runs.
Yeah, that would be probably his... Yeah, that would probably be his sweet spot if he could get to that.
And I'll throw something else at you. From 2007, because remember, he was injured a lot. But here, this is interesting. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six seasons. Okay? What do you consider to be, using the metric WAR, what is considered really good? All-star level caliber.
Like a defensive WAR or just a WAR?
Just
wins,
WAR.
Wins are up above replacement?
Yes. What's really good? Like, oh, wow.
10.
Okay. What would a 5 be to you?
Pretty good.
What would a 6 be to you?
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, he was injured in two of them, or one of those years he wasn't very good. His WAR, 6.5, 6.3, 6.5, 5.9, 5.3, 5.5. Is Tovar that type of guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe he can. I really do believe he will be. Like I said, you asked me the question on the trajectory.
Yeah.
His trajectory at this point is 28 to 32 home runs.
Yep.
85 to 100 RBI.
Okay.
And
batting average?
Well, he's hitting right at 300 right now.
Yep.
I mean, he's going to be in that realm.
Right.
Troy Tulowitzki was a beast.
Troy Tulowitzki.
And I love Troy Tulowitzki.
So
don't get me wrong.
Troy finished with a .290 batting average as a slugger.
Yep.
Which is pretty unbelievable.
Phenomenal player. I think that at the end of the day, you can have a discussion. There is no discussion on that right now.
Yeah. By the way, here's
I think you can end up with a discussion.
Here's something else. In 2009... he finished with 20 stolen bases to boot. The problem was he got so upset and he was so intense that he cracked a bat and sliced open his hand.
Yeah.
That's the type of player
he is. How many gold gloves did he win?
I don't know. He was a really, really good defensive shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
However, thank God Todd Helton was there.
Yeah.
Because some of those throws were as hard as they were. Troy Tulowitzki was, and we're going way over here.
That's okay.
Troy Tulowitzki was the type of player, and everybody had this kid in their neighborhood where you played catch, and you're about maybe 10 feet from them, and that guy in the neighborhood, you always had that guy who would throw it as hard as he could at you.
Yeah, exactly. That guy.
That was Troy Tulowitzki. Do you have gold gloves on?
Yeah, two gold gloves and two silver sluggers.
Yeah. That's just a fantastic career.
Do you think that's Tovar?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Tovar can win a gold glove this year.
Well, two gold gloves and two silver sluggers.
Five all-star appearances.
He's 22 years old.
This is his second year in the league. He's doing really well.
I mean, he's got one error in 260 chances at shortstop.
Right. By the way, Troy Tulowitzki's second year was still the toddlers. 24 home runs, 99 RBI, 291 batting average.
That would be...
Second year.
That's about where I think Tovar will be.
That was a Mount High Appliance, just in case you missed it. We are way over time. If you're looking for...
Good discussion, though.
Yeah, if you are looking for high-end appliances, great pricing, great customer service, Mount High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, a lot of notable free agents out there. We targeted one guy the Broncos might want to consider going after. And the last name isn't Simmons. That's next.
Why should I even bother?